At the moment, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going live on Facebook. I'm recording this so that you can watch it on YouTube after the live episode gets dropped off. And I'm also recording this on Anchor. So if you guys haven't downloaded Anchor yet, I'm going to put the links in our YouTube channel. And you can download the app. It's a podcast app. And you can listen to our podcast for this series online if you miss it. So if you miss it, don't worry. We're going to have plenty of opportunities so that you guys can catch up. So today, it's very exciting. I wanted to talk to you about the topic of this live cafe series. Episode one is an idea. Okay, so you guys have an idea. And the idea is that you want to start a cafe. Where do you begin? So overwhelming. What do you do? What happens? What do you need to do first? We're going to break it down for you. Okay, so this is the first step, an idea. So I've got my notes planned so I don't ramble on and talk about stuff and go off topic. So we're going to try and get as much of this information into you so that you can have more questions. Okay, so the first thing what we need to do, you've got an idea. Okay, now I always like to coach my clients and I always say to them, okay, so if you've got an idea, what is it that you want to do? Okay, so you've got an idea, you want to open up a cafe. Why do you want to open up a cafe? Your why has to be really strong for you to deal with the challenges that come with opening up a business. You have to be able to understand what your purpose is. And then from your purpose, you have to understand what your passions are and align those two together. And that's the only way that you're going to start seeing success in a cafe, because on the bad days where you're struggling and you're having a bad day, you're not making enough sales, what do? Are you going to call in sick in your own business? No, I doubt it. So you need to have that passion. You need to have that vavoom that it's your business and you love going in there every day. There's no sick leave when it's your business. So your why has to be strong enough to take you through. Now, I've met a lot of people that have this romantic idea about opening up a cafe. Okay, so they go into busy cafes on the weekend, they have lunch, it's really busy. They're like, oh wow, you know, being in a business in a cafe is really good. It makes a lot of money. So they decide to go out and they get their own cafe, or they want to start their own cafe. Now, in theory, it's great, but what they don't realize is the hard work and dedication that goes on behind the scenes. So the romantic idea of opening up a cafe for the shits and giggles of it, it's just not going to get you anywhere, and it's probably going to end up getting you into trouble later on. So ask yourself this question, I want a cafe because why? And that will start to churn your ideas and start to get your juices flowing. The next question I always like to ask my clients is what? So what type of business are you looking at getting into? There are three types of businesses. So there is a franchise, there is a new business where you go in and build it from scratch, or you can purchase an existing business and take it over and then put your little creative spin on it. Each one of these types of businesses, you could have, for example, a cafe, you could have an espresso bar, a restaurant, you could have a coffee cart, and each of those has its own little spin on it. So again, you need to figure out what your passions are and what your skill set is that you can bring into the business. You really need to understand what your exit plan is. So before you even continue this idea anymore, you need to understand what you plan on doing with the business. Are you planning on keeping it forever? Are you planning on selling it? So you need to really understand and nail down how long you're going to be in the business for and what is your exit strategy. You need to understand, or you need to have an idea of where you want to be located. So you've got an idea, you want to get a business. Where are you going to put it? Is it going to be in your suburb? Is it going to be in the city? Is it going to be, you know, near a beach? That's a decision that you need to take into consideration, because your demographics will determine your demand and will determine the supply. So what you're producing, what do the people in that area want? And then what are you going to produce? Who? This is a very important question. You need to understand who is your dream clients and who is your dream team. What does your team look like? If you're a chef and you're going to be in the business and you're going to run that kitchen, who is your ideal barista? Who is your ideal manager? What do they look like? What skills do they possess? So you need to understand all these things before getting in even to the next level, which is your business plan. Last but not least is the W of when. So when do you want to achieve this by? When do you want to purchase this cafe? Are you giving yourself a deadline? How long is it going to take you before you exit your business? What's your plan in the terms of time frame? So taking these five W's into consideration is what I call a quick plan. So the quick plan is just to get your juices flowing and to get you to understand on a basic level what you want to do and how you want to do it and when do you want to do it, where you want to do it, and who you want to do it with. It starts to get a lot, you start to get a lot of questions coming from this. So the more you know and the more you plan for your business, the better off it will be. It will be a little bit more smooth sailing in the long run. And finally, it will help you understand whether it's actually beneficial for you to get into business at all. Sometimes it's better that you're just working full time. You get your standard pay every week, you're getting your holidays. Why would you want to take the risk into getting into business? So understanding the five W's will really give you an idea of whether you want to be into business or not, especially in a cafe or in a hospitality space. I hope this answers most of your questions. And I've got to say that a lot of you guys have emailed me and said, I've got this idea. I want to start a cafe. Where do I begin? So I really do hope this sort of gets your juices flowing. And I really do hope it starts to get you to understand what it takes and what you need to start thinking about. Like I said, guys, I'm going to be editing this video because I'm recording it on my Anchor as well. I'm going to be editing this video and putting it on our YouTube channel. So if you are not following us on YouTube, I'm going to put a link to it on our story so that you can jump onto YouTube, follow us there, and then I will edit this video and pop it up there later this afternoon. You can watch this again there. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like it so that it can help as many people as I would like to help if they have the same question. The more likes and shares you get, the more it'll start beefing us up in the search engine. So subscribe, like, share, and also I'm going to be putting a link to the Anchor site where you can download it and listen to this podcast online. So thank you so much. Oh, I was so nervous coming on here because I've never done a live feed. I'm shit scared of cameras. And all I could think about was, fuck my fear. All I want to do is just give you guys some value and answer your questions. So I really do hope I've done that. It's going to have a lot more questions coming out of this. So email me, message me on Instagram. I don't care what you do. Let's talk about this. And I look forward to seeing you guys again. And I'll talk to you later. Have a great day, guys. See you later.